spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live.
He's alive!
From beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World, broadcast center of the KXOY building, where it is a
Friday.
A game, people.
That pretty sounded good.
Got
a game.
That did pretty sound good. It's Friday. It's the last Friday of June, guys. It's 6/28/24.
Until next year.
Did anybody wish that we were live at Hoop Fest this morning?
No.
What?
No, I did not.
Oh, that's this weekend.
Oh, yeah. We used to do that, didn't we?
Yeah.
That might have been cool.
Very.
I saw Allison Martinez from KXOY. TV4 is down there today.
Yeah. It's brisk out today. It would have been a little windy and cool.
Steve. You could have been down there talking to her.
Warren needs an update on that. Actually, I gave you the update on that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's still saying you could be down there. I mean, it's, you know, he's not saying anything other than you could be down there.
Yeah, she's got a boyfriend, huh?
Yeah.
And it's not Steve.
Let it go.
It's not Steve.
Let it go, Warren.
I can't, Monty. I just can't.
Do it.
Steve, you think Warren's got a short neck?
See, I...
It's chubby.
No, not Kevin, really. Kevin, I think it's average.
Kevin, let me see your neck.
He has
let me see it.
He has no neck.
He has no neck.
Does Steve not think that people have short necks or something?
How did we start? Steve and I were sitting in there yesterday, and somehow we decided... how did we get into that anyway?
Were you touching your neck?
I said,
that was happening?
I think I scratched, like, I was like itching where the whiskers are, you know, and I said something about, do I have a short neck? And then suddenly I started Googling on the internet how to measure whether you have a short neck.
Yeah, not very helpful, by the way.
It wasn't. If you look straight ahead with your chin level to the ground, that's it, Monty, yep, everybody's doing it. You take your hand and you put it under your chin. If your pinky is touching your collarbone, then you have the perfect size neck.
I have to use the other hand.
I have a long neck then.
I have no pinky on my hand.
Warren's missing a pinky.
This is a different thing.
You're not supposed to choke it. Don't go like this. You don't put it where
you use your other hand.
You go like this.
Use
like
your
this.
Other hand.
Like this.
Yeah,
like
the
that.
Other hand.
Yeah.
I have no pinky over there. Oh, yeah.
Well, mine's below my nipple. What does that mean?
You got a short neck.
I think you're doing it wrong.
Kevin has no neck syndrome. Yeah. Bruce, how's your neck? Short or medium, long? What do you got?
Mine's just medium.
Just right where it should be. Yes. Monty,
how's you got a longer neck.
Long neck? Yeah. Old long neck Monty. Who said that? Yeah. Warren, how you doing?
How am I doing? How is this?
I mean, it looks, actually looks a little short, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
so,
it might be a little short. Sorry about that, bud.
It's okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe you'll grow into it.
I will. I think I'm on my way.
Now that I'm just looking at everyone's neck, which is so weird.
It is weird, I'm telling you.
I really like
Steve
Bruce's.
And I were in there yesterday going like this, and people are walking by. Yeah, Bruce, you got a good neck
That's
on you.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Everybody's now at home going, oh, how's my neck?
Steve's pretty good, too. Look at that.
Steve's a little, was yours, you might be a little, he looks long, like long neck.
Yeah, well, I got a turtle thing going on. My head is leaning forward, and I think that affects my neck appearance.
And also a saggy collar.
Is it saggy?
Only when you lean forward like that. You know what I mean? There, now you look better.
Well, part of that is because the other day I said to Steve, he had a shirt on, and I said, I like that shirt. And he goes, yeah, it's a little tight, though. And I said, oh, do you want me to teach you how big guys, or fat guys, if you will, how we stretch our shirts?
Yeah, Kevin's famous for the shirt stretch.
He's like, oh, I think I know. And he grabs the neck of the shirt.
Oh, no, that's already
and
wrong.
And just pulls it as far as he can and starts shaking it back and forth. Well, and I'm like, geez,
no,
now
you've
Steve.
You've ruined it.
It was a little tight in the neck.
You've ruined the shirt. It was tight in the body.
Yeah, I guess stretched from the bottom.
So then I asked Scotty, who works here, who is a big dude as
yes,
well.
Yes, he is.
Scotty's Could you imagine running into Scotty?
I have accidentally bumped into Scotty before.
That's a big, solid dude.
Right. He was in the hospital for like 3 weeks.
Now, I bet you were hurt.
Oh, he's solid.
Dislocated shoulder.
Yeah, for real.
No, and he, I said to Scotty, hey, do you know how to stretch a shirt? And he's like, yeah, everybody does. And I was like, no, small people don't, Scotty.
Not really.
Now, he had a different theory than I do. He puts the shirt on. Mm-hmm. And as he's putting it on, he leaves his arms on the inside. I used to do this when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Puts his arms on the inside and just starts pushing out.
Right, yep.
And I go, that's great if you put it on, if you stretch while putting it on.
Correct.
But I always stretch afterwards.
Yeah.
And I haven't done it to this shirt yet today, I need to.
Well, it's hard because you're in one of those higher stools you're sitting in. But if you get your legs
pull
up.
The bottom of the shirt down.
Yeah, get your knees in there.
You guys not know this?
No.
Yeah, get
put
Bruce.
Your elbows in it. Put your elbows.
Uh-huh.
You just pull.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He also does the one where he's sitting in the low chair, where he puts it over his legs and like stretches it down.
Oh, yeah, I do that a lot.
That's a fun one.
I always just put my hands up inside it and push out.
Yeah. Like I always just tie mine up on the side.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Okay.
You just latch onto the word before you. Not all the words. It doesn't have to all make sense. It just has to make sense with the word before.
Yeah.
You got to carry on.
Right.
Carry on one after the one.
Mm-hmm.
Until somebody gets out. And then we will do it again.
Kevin James.
First word is taco.
Bell.
Liberty.
Meat. Am I off right off the bat?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Taco, Bell, Liberty,
Meat. Yeah.
The old Liberty Meat. Oh. Everybody knows about it.
Well, Warren. Am I out right away?
So right away.
He hasn't changed his hairstyle in 25 years. He has no sense of smell.
Welcome to my world.
Crushed by a tractor.
Good laugh. Good laugh. Someone in trouble.
Please welcome one of the greatest men of all time.
Oh, I wish that was true.
Warren.
Hi, Warren.
Hello. Hey, and good Friday morning, everyone.
I'm now very excited to play games.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Taco meat.
I mean, not wrong.
Liberty Bell.
Yeah, it really was right.
Liberty Valance.
Yeah, there you go.
We were playing the game by your rules.
Yeah, well. Or my...
Your brain's rules, anyway.
My ability to not understand. That's quite an ability I have.
Congrats on that, brother.
Oh, thanks. Thank you very much.
Celebrate your victories, buddy.
Yes.
Celebrate them all.
Let's see. I don't think I have any.
Oh, man. You're a funny man.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Monty.
Where do you currently work?
Hi.
Probably like actual employer. It's like...
What?
Monty.
I can't hear you right now, so I don't know if you're mumbling.
I always mumble.
Speak up,
like,
Joe.
Ever since I was like first learning to speak.
Monty. Monty. Monty.
You're an animal.
Oh, there it comes.
Stop.
Kevin, thank you.
Right.
Monty. Yes, I saw you out of the corner of my eye, Steve. Don't worry, I got you.
You're welcome.
Hi there. Oh, there. And good morning, Hoopsters!
Yeah, very well done. Yes.
Hoop Fest weekend.
There it is.
I don't know if the shirt that Riley Stockton had on this morning is the actual Hoop Fest shirt, or if it was one of the special ones that, like, you know, hey, I'm the director of Hoop Fest. Oh, Allison Martinez is shooting a half-court shot.
Oh, a little short. Oh, it was a pass. Oh.
Was that guy was right under the net.
Well, it was. She made it a pass because... Wait, is that, what's his name, Kevin, that used to work here?
I don't know, Jay. I can't see.
Yeah, I think it is. He was a long ways away. But I think
broke my glasses.
Yeah.
3 weeks ago.
Note to self. Yeah.
Yeah, but the Hoop Fest shirt he had on.
Was it nice?
So cool.
Oh, probably
if
was.
If that is the actual player shirt this year, kudos.
Oh, good deal. I'll have to, is there a picture of it up on KXLY or Allison's
Facebook page?
I
just happened to
page?
See her... interviewing him, and he had the shirt on, and I thought, oh, that looks nice.
All right. Well, yeah. Well, congrats to everybody who's in town for Hoop Fest. So
I think they use SPO, like S-P-O, the O being a basketball.
I like it.
To make it into the logo for Hoop Fest.
Okay. Nice. Very good. Mm. Very nice.
Very, very nice.
I am Bruce Almighty.
Hello. My name is Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Bruce.
I'm God.
Bingo!
B-b-b-b-bam.
Bruce. You have the divine spark.
I am Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Bruce, remember, if you're this hoop fest, you can't dunk. Just remember.
No dunking.
Yeah, no dunking. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt. What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to get after Kevin already.
Get in.
What go did I do?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did
and
I
it begins.
Do?
Yeah. Now, you know what you did. You walked right over the newspaper out there in the parking lot.
Oh, no, my
he did
goodness.
Too.
Oh.
No, he's going to. He's not going to let that one die.
No.
Bruce, I got out of the front of my car and went the opposite way of the said newspaper. Now, I went around. I came in the building, and I went around to the door to let them in.
Yep.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So I go to let them in, and Bruce is just cussing his way up the stairs. And I'm like, what is going on? Look over there. I'm like, okay, that green truck that kind of looks like yours? No. On the ground. I said, that big patch? No. That pink thing. I didn't even see it at that point. I go, oh, yeah. It's the newspaper.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, some of us still read the newspaper. I like the newspaper. And I think the deal is, Bruce, this is good news for you because...
This is good newspaper for you.
I mean, this isn't good news, but
oh,
I do believe the show that used it on our AM station is no longer with us.
I don't even think they used it anymore.
They didn't?
Oh, really? No, I think it's for the downstairs. I think they just check it during the day because they never even came and got it either. It would just lay there.
Okay. So are we allowed to take it now?
Yeah, for sure.
Or at least on Fridays?
Any day you want. It's fine.
Okay. So producer Steve, if you see it out there, because I told him, just grab it and bring it in. And he's like, that might be somebody else's.
No, it's fine.
And I'm like, no, just grab it.
Yeah. I think I'll just return it to TV after our show or until somebody sends an email. Hey, who's taking the paper? And then I'll just say, I didn't know.
Yeah. I just don't want like sirens going off when I go and grab
calm down.
We used
you're
to get
fine.
Like, seven copies of
man
the paper.
It was crazy like every station got it and then people were like well I mean it's in the recycling bin at 8:30. I don't know if we need it anymore.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll grab it every day.
Yeah,
Steve. Steve, could you run down and grab it right now?
Wait, is it still out there, Bruce?
Probably.
Oh yeah.
You guys didn't get it?
I'm sure it is.
Oh, no.
Well, no, we were on the other side of the fence at
I
that
got
point.
You. Well, why didn't you just scamper over the fence there, little man?
Warren was going to lift it up a little bit.
I was going to lift the gate up so I could slide under
that. I would have seen the video of and would have been loving it.
Yeah.
You hoisting the gate.
It wouldn't take much of a hoist.
Right. And then Bruce just, you know, army crawling under it. Are you army crawling or sliding on your back? Which one are you doing?
Army crawl.
Attaboy. Yeah. There you
He's
go.
He's just strolling through, Jay. What are you talking about?
It's like a little kid walking under a limbo stick.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how Bruce gets under things. Bruce, what is the Navy crawl?
Yeah, why do they get that one?
It's kind of like a dog paddle thing.
Yeah. Navy guys don't crawl, right?
That's right.
What was the one I saw on the internet the other day? They were like, there was a metal, you know, one of those gates that's like a metal bar. Sometimes they have them on like the Centennial Trail or something to close off part of like a trail.
Oh, sure.
And swinging gate.
Yeah, like a swinging, just a bar though. Right. Yeah. And the Army guy does like a flip over it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it showed the Navy girl like limboed under it. And then the Marine guy did like a push up on his arms and then flipped like a handstand. And then it was like whichever was the last service, just
Air Force
walked around it.
I was going to say, who walked around it?
Air Force guy walked
There's
around it.
There's a great one. I think I showed you a couple weeks ago, Bruce, of the lawn mowing. How each one of them mowed the lawn, each branch of the service.
You sure you showed me that?
I did, and you really enjoyed it.
How'd the Navy one look, Kevin?
I'll show it to you again.
Yes.
Well, it's new every week. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, I can't remember the Navy one,
Same
but it was
jokes
funny.
Every week. These are great.
The best one was the Air Force at the end, who was just using a drone to mow the lawn.
Oh, there you go. Perfect, yeah. Guys, we got some games lined up for you today.
Ooh,
we're going to have a little tournament of games coming up.
Geez. Checkers, something like that.
Great radio game, Warren.
Oh, yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Go ahead and speak into the microphone and say whether you, with that voice altering thing, to tell me whether you've actually hidden money from
Perfect.
Your spouse.
Thank you, Jay. I'm glad that thing's working.
Yes, go ahead.
No.
Kevin James.
Number two, go ahead.
Well, maybe.
That was, no one could tell who that was.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, Friday Cruise here. We got a little audio vault for you today, brought to you by Outlaw Barbecue and Cater Market. Guys, it's Friday. You're aware of that. That's Friday. That's why you came in here today. Thank you, Monty.
You're an animal. You're a tiger.
Alexa's got a joke for you, so pay attention.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Jamie and I have seen...
That's not it. Dang it. Let me try to re-click, shall we? Let me do a double click. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
What did the popcorn say to the baby corn? You've got your mother's ears.
Okay. I think that's
funny.
You're right. You're a corn.
Wasn't that funny?
I don't know that I've heard a corn joke that I don't like.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't dislike it. Yeah.
It was all right.
Kevin, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Lindsay Lohan are everywhere now.
Well, you better believe it. Freaky Friday 2.
It's your girl. And I think she makes a good point about not seeing people that you really like for a long time.
Jamie and I have stayed in touch over the years, so it's kind of, you know, they always say, like, when you have a best friend or someone you're really close with, if you cannot see them for years and years, but when you see them again, it's like you never separated.
You got somebody like that, Bruce?
Oh, sure.
Like maybe an old classmate or somebody they served with or whatever.
Pick up where you left off?
Yeah, that's kind of, I mean, it is weird, but it's kind of fun how you just all of a sudden see them and you feel like, we just had this conversation yesterday.
Right. It's a lot easier for guys, I feel.
Think so?
Yeah, I think
so. Is it also a lot easier because of social media?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, you don't have to do a long time
catch-up.
Oh, hey,
I saw the pictures you posted.
Right. Yes,
only if you're on social media.
That's true, Bruce.
There is that.
You know what? Yeah. Well played.
Yeah. But I find
what's the social media you talk about?
Those friends, like you just go back to talking about the era when you were friends anyways.
A lot of times, right?
Like it just kind of...
I think that's the common ground
where you just start talking and then...
Well, I think that melts into the conversation, but I think it's more of catching up. Like, what's you been up to?
Yeah, my wife's reunion, there's a couple of guys that I hadn't seen in, you know, at least a decade. And they're not really my friends, but they're friends through my wife. And, you know, we were like, did a ton of catching up. And then that leads to conversations about what they're doing and how it worked and, you know, all that stuff.
Right.
But yeah, it is kind of weird how it just happens.
Yeah.
It's not super common, but when it is, it's awesome. Eddie Murphy... talking about when he, you know, I'll let him tell you what's coming up in the movie world because it's pretty exciting. And then he talks about how when he recorded Donkey from Shrek.
We just started doing another Shrek.
We're doing Shrek. My kids are going to lose their mind. I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah, we recorded the whole first act a couple of months ago.
Like any fun moments, like when you were recording?
And you know, when I'm doing those voiceovers for Donkey, it kind of goes like it's like a blur. And you go in and
you
do
get lost
and
you in it.
And I have a headache afterwards. And so, really, because it's really, the donkey is on 10 and all of it is, and he'll be singing and doing all that stuff. And so it's like the sessions are like a blur. You know, lots of times I'll hear the movie and I'll be like, wow, I don't even remember saying that.
That is so funny.
How great
Eddie's
is that?
So mellow in, I mean, you hear him in his interview.
Where very
he's
chill.
Just so chill.
Yeah.
But then, you know, can hit that entertainment switch and he's pretty amazing, but
and they just probably just let him go, Kevin. You know how that is. There's a script, but I'm just gonna let you, you know, whatever. Yeah, whatever.
I mean, I can totally see it just going off the cuff. And
I just
not
love, I was like, I have a headache afterwards.
Yeah, fun to do for, you know, a few seconds.
Oh,
but
yeah,
doing it for hours recording has to be exhausting.
I imagine, yeah. Anyway, great clip. And also, there's this clip, you know, we don't usually play the Kardashians because it's not Bruce's favorite, but I think we've all gone through this where, you know, your body as you get older changes and things happen.
Oh,
like
boy.
Hearing, vision, you know, memory, all the things that happen. Steve, you'll experience this in about 40 years when you turn 50.
Wait a minute.
Carry the one. Poor Kim Kardashian's having trouble with her eyes.
Can I tell you what tragically happened to me? It's really hard for me to grasp, and it happened overnight. I cannot see, and it's just happened overnight. I think I can reverse this. I'm gonna eat tons of carrots, and I'm gonna do red light therapy on my eyeballs and open my eyes. Wait a minute.
I don't think that's smart.
Who's gonna tell Kim that carrots don't fix your eyesight?
Bruce? Volunteer?
I know people don't like it, but man, I watched a couple episodes of that last week, and it's just, I still love it. I apologize, Bruce, but I love it.
That's fine.
They are entertaining.
I mean, people would call that, I guess, a guilty pleasure, Kevin, because it's kind of, you know, useless but fun television.
Sure, absolutely.
Bruce, what would be your useless but fun television that you could maybe categorize as a guilty pleasure?
Oh, boy. Come back to me on that.
I don't have a lot of that. CNN doesn't count.
Yeah, no, I was going to say left-leaning news.
Warren, do you have a show that's just kind of one of those that doesn't really mean anything?
All the old westerns, you know, Gunsmoke, Rifleman.
Yeah, I guess that would count. Sure, absolutely.
Not really a guilty pleasure.
I mean there's people
right up your alley.
It was a mainstream television show, so I guess the Kardashians mainstream.
Yeah.
What do you think, Monty? Any sort of guilty pleasure TV?
Yes, I can't think of the name of it though. It was singers, girl singers, acapella singers. It was
acapella girls.
It's a movie.
Pitch Perfect.
Thank you.
I got you. Oh, sure. That's fun. There's a lot of good Pitch Perfects. Mm. Nothing, Bruce. Still the left leaning news. Okay, perfect. Yeah. Steve, you got anything?
I don't know. I dabble in like the Bachelor world, I guess.
Yeah, that's a really good one. Does Survivor count as that, Kevin, or is that too mainstream?
I don't feel like it.
I don't think it does either. Yeah.
Because it's not. I mean, some people would argue that it's just dumb reality TV.
I know, but I don't think it counts as dumb.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah. It has to kind of start people go, well, it's dumb. And I don't think people usually say that about Survivor. They'll say it about The Bachelor, Bachelorette, or
absolutely.
Whatever.
Absolutely.
But yeah. It's kind of dumb, whoever watches that. That doesn't mean you're dumb, Steve.
Well.
That's your audio vault.
It's an indication.
For a Friday. It's not helping your case, but, you know.
Moving the needle a bit.
Fellas, what's the earliest you've ever had spaghetti in the morning?
Probably for breakfast or, you know, early in the morning. Yeah.
I mean, does it count if it's at night?
But
it's morning?
No.
If it's still dark?
No, I mean post-sleep.
Okay.
That's a good question, Monty. You're like, well, like 3 a.m., but I wasn't going to bed yet.
It wasn't done yet.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see if we can have some breakfast coming up.
Yum.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Bruce, your wife have a problem with it?
I don't think so.
No, not really.
So you weren't underfoot?
Kevin James.
Oh, no.
Okay.
He wishes I was underfoot.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Fellas, let's play a game here on this big Friday, big Hoop Fest Friday. Welcome to town, anybody who's from out. And thank you for coming to Spokane. I hope you have a very pleasurable experience. Fellas, we're on the air.
Yeah.
And that's directed at you.
No, I know. Bruce had a very serious question.
I did.
And I gave him a very serious answer. Mm-hmm. And I was actually being very appropriate.
Thank you, guys.
I was the one correcting everybody.
Yeah.
Bruce and Monty and I are from out of town.
Yeah, we are.
That's a good point. Technical. Thanks for coming to Spokane.
You're welcome. Absolutely.
Right. We're going to play a little game we like to call Buzzword. We've been playing this game for a couple of decades. No, really, how long have we been playing this game?
Long time.
Forever.
Since it came out. Yeah. Before, I mean.
2004, we say?
I thought you guys invented it.
No, that's Password.
That's Password.
We invented Password. Oh. This one is just one we play.
Different game, Warren.
Can't lie.
You got I will say it is important.
We've been fact-checked on that.
In our Buzzword tournament today, that we determine if we're using the blue side or
Kevin,
red side of the card.
Yes, Kevin. I asked Steve that, and I think he said blue.
Blue,
yeah,
okay.
I think that's what I'm on blue. Is that right, Steve?
That might be the harder one, but
that's all right. Okay, Monty, draw a name, please, out of the box of names, if you don't mind. The first name is upside down. Steve. Okay, Steve. Let's see who Steve plays.
Steve.
Right. Kevin, you want to draw a name out of the box of names there?
Oh, my gosh, there's a box of names.
See who Steve plays in round one. A buzzword.
Kevin, that's me.
Yay! Kevin.
All right.
Kevin.
I read. I read the cards. Here we go. You guys ready to go?
I guess so.
So now what happens if I win? This is like kind of like Hoop Fest.
If I
win, I move on to the next round.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's the
Tournament of Champions.
It's correct.
And if I don't win, then I have to wait until like 3 o'clock this afternoon to play again?
That's right.
Okay, just making sure.
And you have to win 8 games in a row to get back to the winner's bracket. It's going to be fun. All right, this is only for Steve and Kevin. The rest of us can sit by and relax.
Oh, good.
Kevin, the buzzword, Steve, the buzzword is press.
Okay.
Press. The buzzword is press.
Oh.
It'll be in every answer.
Okay.
Put pressure on the other basketball team.
A full court press.
Kevin for one. Monty, you want to score for me?
Yep, I got it.
Thank you.
So 3/4 court press.
Yes,
half
that's
court
correct.
Press.
Half
He's
court,
gonna be
yeah.
way too quick for mm-hmm. me.
Warm from being printed.
Fresh off the press.
Permanent press.
Kevin for hot off the press.
I don't know. What
Number
that.
3. Print your own designs and iron them on. Yeah, you're never.
Gosh darn it. I know this one. Okay, pass.
Yeah.
What is that?
You might not know it. Press and peel. That was terrible. Number four, giant iron.
Iron press. I'm past.
Steam press. Number five, prepared statement to the media.
Press release.
Oh, wow. Seems on the board. Let's go, Steve.
I'm on a few of those. Yeah, I'm all about press releases.
Number six, a huge machine that prints newspapers.
Printing press.
Steve.
Two to two.
Oh, guys. What a comeback.
We need a drum roll.
This guy right here. The world's oldest and largest news gathering organization.
Associated Press.
Kevin.
Oh. Boom.
Stand up in front of microphones and cameras and tell
press
what
conference.
Happened. Kevin. Steve, you got to get the next two to tie.
Okay.
And then we would
bring
go.
Bring it.
Steve, you can do it.
Number nine. Make sure your shirt is perfect for the interview.
Permanent press. Press.
What? No, that's not it.
Calm down.
Perfect press.
Kevin?
Pressed?
I mean, clean and pressed. Kevin's got the win!
Four to two.
Good work, Kevin.
Kevin advances. Steve plays at midnight tomorrow. All right, let's
see you then.
Right. Monty, draw a name out of the box of names and see who the next round is going to be. Who will challenge Kevin, or will they get a bye? It's Bruce.
All right, Bruce.
You got to pick your opponent. Kevin, hand him that box.
Oh, Bruce gets to pick an opponent.
Pick your opponent, Bruce. Let's see who you play.
Yeah, don't play back-to-back games, Bruce. Yeah.
I can't get him out of there. Man,
just I know they're hard, ready. Bruce. It's like stuck to the cardboard. Got
Monty.
All right. I'm not keeping score then.
Steve, you wanted to read the card this time?
Oh, sure, I can do that.
All right, Steve's got the card.
You're
I've got
not
the scoreboard.
Going to be busy.
You're not going to be busy since the loss and all.
Sorry.
Warren, by the way, that's me and you then get to play next.
Oh boy.
I know. All right, here we go. Bruce, Monty, what is the word?
All right, the word is did we do this already? Game? Did we do game?
I don't think it's going to matter for these two.
No.
All right. We'll do game then.
Game.
All right. A fresh start in a sports metaphor.
Game on.
Mm.
Begin the game. Start the game.
No.
Game.
Fresh start.
Whole new ball game.
Yeah. No points.
Katniss and PETA fight to survive.
Hunger Game.
Nice. Hunger Game. Monty, for
wow. Gee. I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah. The Price is Right.
Game.
Mm-hmm.
Price is Right. Money Game.
Yeah.
Not Money Game.
Price oh, game. It's a game show.
Oh, Monty. Hey,
wow. Thank you, Monty.
Monty. Overthinking
Dang.
It.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 2-0.
When your last pinball is lost. I don't know.
End of the game.
Kind of.
Game over.
There you go. 3-0. Game over.
Game over.
Not off limits.
Fair game.
There you go.
Bruce is on the board. 3-1.
Finished with your work, all the bills paid, and all caught up. I guess that works. Okay.
End of the game?
I'd say on your game, but I don't know.
Ahead of the game.
Okay. 3-1 still in favor of Monty. All right.
An outline of what is to take place.
Game plan.
Nice.
Wow. Monty's got four.
Redford Pitt CIA thriller. No one's going to get this.
Redford. Oh.
No.
Games.
Pass.
Oh.
Go ahead and pass that.
Yeah. Spy game.
Spy game. No.
Play this to control the feelings of others.
Mind game?
Yes, Bruce.
Hey, very nice. Jeez.
Very nice.
nice that you knew that, Bruce.
This is the last one? Is that right?
And if it is, then Bruce can't tie. It's 4-2. Go ahead and do it anyway.
Okay, bridge, rummy, poker.
Card game.
Monty for the win. Monty advances.
There you go, Monty.
All right, Monty is through. Warren, it's me and you. You ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to read it? Kevin? You want to read it?
Oh, sure. I'll read one. All right, Kevin, guys. Here we go. Your word is dish.
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 D-I-S-H. Dish.
Spaghetti.
Warren.
Oh.
Give criticism.
Dish it out.
That's one for Warren.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good one, Warren. Yeah.
Were you letting me do that?
No.
Okay.
Gossip. No. Tell a juicy secret.
Dish on someone.
No. Dish the dirt.
Oh,
is that a thing?
So far, I don't know any of these.
I use a shovel for that.
Kevin, over to you.
Stick it on your roof and hope you get a signal.
Satellite dish.
Yes.
Oh, boom.
1-1. Chicago favorite, just pick
Deep
your top.
Deep dish pizza.
That's right. Clean your plates without getting your hands soapy.
Dish rag.
Oh, piffle.
Nope.
Oh. Oh. Dish soap.
Nope.
Dish washer.
Washer?
Dishwasher.
Oh. I don't know if that counts since I already guessed one. How does that work, Kevin?
Yeah, you can guess more than once.
You can guess more than once.
Yeah, I don't
know. I don't know that it's going to matter.
Okay.
use it to scrub plates and bowls by hand.
Dish brush.
Dish brush. You know, I'm going to give it to you.
Dish brush.
Okay.
Dish rag, yeah. Isn't it?
It's dish sponge.
Who calls it a dish sponge?
Nobody.
I actually use one of those. It's got scratchy on
one
side.
Yeah, I know.
Is it the smiley face one?
Yeah, yeah.
What's it called? Scrubby Buddy.
Scrubby Buddy, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Shark Tank product.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Not important. What is important, mashed potatoes and mixed vegetables are considered...
Oh, come on.
Mashed potatoes and mixed vegetables are considered
terrible.
Do you remember the word?
Dish.
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 What's an accompaniment?
Side dish.
Oh, side dish. Well, that's silly.
Wait. Give him a point.
3-2.
Pity point.
Come on,
Warren. We'll just do one more here. Used to culture cells. Good thing it has a lid.
Ooh.
Oh.
Petri dish.
There you go.
Oh. Science man over there. Okay. Bill Nye.
All right. Sorry about that, Warren. So it's Kevin, it's me, and it is...
Monty.
All right, guys, rock, paper, scissors to see who gets a bye. Monty, what? Me, you, and Kevin. Ready? One, two, three.
How do you get a three-way?
Monty, you're out. Now it's just me and Kev. We both had scissors. He had paper.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
He had rock.
He had scissors.
He has fat fingers.
He has fat fingers.
I guess it looked like a rock.
Very dull scissors.
Yeah. They were the little kid scissors, yes. Right?
With
the little...
Hey, what's wrong with little kid scissors?
Nothing. You stop in there. One, two, three. I got rock. Okay, I get the bye. You two play next round next time.
Okay.
Ooh, good Lord.